Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello.
Doing well?
Yeah.
Got some tiles to sell.
Some tiles to sell?
What are you talking about?
Are you trying to be Frank Walker from National Tiles?
As I said, hello.
Hello. Frank Walker here from National Tiles.
I'd love to. It'd be so surreal talking to him. He'd be one of those
people. I don't
people.
Think he talks like that all the time.
No, I've heard he does.
From who?
You. I swear you told me.
I probably said it would be funny if he did.
Oh, I don't know.
That's how rumours start.
Do you know what?
True.
Are they a like a client?
No.
National
yeah.
Tiles?
Oh,
are they like a national client though?
Probably.
It's a big brand, National Tiles,
oh,
right?
Oh, he's everywhere. He's gone global.
Can we call a store and ask them if they've met Frank Walker? I think that's hilarious.
It's like saying you've met Harvey Norman and you work for Harvey Norman.
You can give it a go.
It's only saying there's one here in Newcastle.
Yeah, it's down.
No good.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Let's be real. He's not going
to. He doesn't go store to store.
Store to store. He's above that now.
Okay, theorizing what kind of house he lives in.
Let's
and
not
where.
Be fearful.
Okay.
Let's just
you
do it.
All right, you do it. We're not fearful.
Listen to Crevo washing his hands. You do it. You do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's free.
Thank you for calling National Tiles.
Oh, you're welcome.
Please select from one of the following options so we can get you through to the right person.
At least I have an up to date.
For new sales inquiries, please press 1.
Voicemail.
For trade sales inquiries, please press 2.
Go 1.
For the builders.
Good morning.
Hey, my name is Maddie, and I'm just wondering, question, have you ever met Frank Walker?
No, not personally.
Have you, like, heard any good stories about Frank Walker, like what kind of house he lives in?
No.
Do you think he talks like that in his everyday life?
I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, that's all. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
You baffled her.
Yeah, she'd be
like what?
Looking at the phone, imagining who was that?
Is that Frank Walker's assistant doing like cold calls around the different shops?
I wonder if he's used his own tiles in his own home.
That is a great question because he'd be well rich, right?
Well rich. So what kind of house do you think he lives in?
So I have my theory. I think he lives up in Queensland somewhere.
Yeah.
And I reckon it's like a sprawling 14-bedroom, like, mega McMansion is my theory.
Mega McMansion.
Do you know what, though? Yeah. So, you know, I reckon he would have, like, quite simple tastes.
No, I think he's white columns.
Let me Google him.
Huge lawn, like, not a lot of garden, so to speak, but a huge lawn and a big pool.
Oh, I've googled Frank Walker, the politician.
Oh,
Frank
I found
Walker,
him.
National Tiles.
Wow, he does not look like
you think he does.
I think I thought he did.
Can you Google Frank Walker house? Because it might be on some realestate.com article.
Tiles house. Yes, actually.
Have I nailed it?
He has a nice pool.
Yeah, I knew it.
Here's a cubby house, pretty standard looking.
All lawn, no garden. Exactly what I said.
Well, it is an iconic ad.
And you know what? He has wooden floorboards, no tiles.
I reckon he would
That's
have tiles.
Funny.
Well, in the bathrooms.
Yeah, we can't have wooden floor bathrooms very well.
Oh, I've found the ad. Let's just remind everybody who doesn't know who don't know who Frank Walker is.
Yeah. Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. This week, National Tiles have a beautiful range of polished porcelain floor tiles, slashed by up to 30% and more. Yes, until this Sunday only at National Tiles, save up to 30% and more on our beautiful range of polished porcelain floor tiles. But only until this Sunday.
Great.
Rush into National Tiles now and save. Go to our website for details. nationaltiles.com.au.
I feel like he only has one inflection point.
Yeah.
There's a great remix of his.
Yeah, the song. I've heard the song.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear? Have you not heard it?
No.
Oh, Maddie, you've been missing out on life.
Yeah, missing out.
All right, let's pull that up. Crevo, are you into this chat?
Yeah, I am.
I just have a fascination with him. Here we go. National Tiles remix.
That's
Frank
it, yeah.
Walker. Nice.
Hello. Yeah. Frank Walker from National Times.
It gets better. I think there's like a full drop and everything.
This week's National Tiles have a beautiful range of polished porcelain floor tiles. Flash by up to 30% and more.
This is whack.
It's great.
You're digging it.
Good beat.
It is a good beat, right? I can see. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Duck Sauce Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I haven't heard that in years.
Save up to 30% or more on our beautiful range of polished porcelain floor tiles.
Do you know where this would go off?
Where?
You know those festivals called DEF CON?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a...
Who's calling you?
A listener.
Who? Oh, really?
Cooper. Oh, let's answer it.
Yeah, let's answer it.
Hey, Muddy.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. So, what's your sticks and my boss up, mate?
Which one?
Huh? I'm disappointed.
National Tiles?
What?
Muddy. I lost him.
The what?
You there?
Hello.
He hung up.
What's going on there? Is he called the wrong person?
Who are we stitching up?
Did we stitch?
Is he a delivery driver for National Tiles? Oh, here we go.
No. He's not listening to the podcast.
Nah. Good. What's happening? Who?
I told you he's a delivery driver for National Tiles.
We're actually doing a bit on the podcast about like where Frank Walker lives.
Yep.
And we're like, I wonder what if he actually talks like that the whole time.
I could answer that honestly, but you don't really want to know.
Oh, so you've met him?
For the radio, he puts it on a little bit, but that's pretty much how he speaks. He's very eccentric.
Wow, I can't believe that. Don't know. Is like one of our top listeners.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise now he worked for National Tiles. So we just called the store. We'll bleep out your names. There are other National Tiles stores, aren't there?
Yeah. All in Victoria.
Queensland.
Victoria, South Australia, Queensland. About to open one in Sydney and about to open one in Tasmania.
Oh, very good. Is it a good company to work for? We love National Tiles here.
It is. It's a very good company to work for.
Good family company. Very good. Nathan, thank you for that.
Thanks for that.
I love that.
No worries, mate.
See ya, man.
See ya.
What are the fucking chances?
You got caught out.
Anyway, happy days.
Fascinating. I only just made the connection. He must be working with...
He's
National Tiles.
Yeah.
Because I knew
driver.
He was delivery driver.
Yeah, but I told you guys he does it for National Tiles.
Even then, I didn't make the connection.
I tell you what is good. We have like some Coles takeover happening here at the radio station today, and we've been giving like $100 gift cards away every day. Today,
all day, yeah.
To every caller. There's a big trolley full of stuff in here.
Mm.
It's so hard not to touch it.
It's making me hungry.
What would you eat from that trolley right now?
The Tim Tams.
Oh, we have Tim Tams in the prize cupboard.
Oh, do we still have
some? Yeah, go and sniff around for those.
Oh, how do I get them? I don't know which one's open.
The one that's open. What would you have, Crevo? Looking at that
trolley.
Honestly,
that was pretty much the main only thing I was into.
I wonder how they got the actual Coles trolley into the station.
Luke must have just loaded it into the van.
He probably just took it.
I'd like the 1 kilo bag of plain flour.
Oh, I'm passing on that.
Oh, I'd like the paper towel. I go through that in my household.
Oh, washing powder. That's expensive.
Yeah. Dymo, I think it is that one. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, look. There you go.
Ultra.
Oh, Ultra. Yeah, Coles branded. But it's good. Really good products and Coles branded stuff.
That one.
Smells really nice. All right, well, there you go.
Ooh. What's everyone doing today after this?
I want to go home and relax, to be honest.
Didn't you do that yesterday?
No, I didn't. I went to the gym.
I don't know. Today, I'm kind of in this weird, like,
you're in
rut
a weird mood
this
you
week.
Are.
It happens every time I go to Sydney. I'm like, I have a big weekend. I don't get enough sleep, and then by by today, I'm starting to feel better today. Actually,
are
you? Yeah, because I need my solid seven, like. 4 and 5 hour sleeps don't cut it for
don't
me.
Don't do it.
I'm like missing
solid
a night's
seven.
Sleep.
Solid
yeah.
Seven.
What about you, Crevo? What newly engaged thing are you and Emmy up to tonight?
What am I doing today? I have to go to FedEx, actually.
Where are they?
They're at Carrington.
Right.
Yeah. I have to get, like, there's some box. I need to return something, and it has to be in a FedEx box.
Oh, yes.
So you have to go. I didn't even know they had a shop in Newcastle.
FedEx, yeah, neither did I. Mm. There you go. If you need FedEx.
Fascinating, right?
I think we use them.
Really?
Ben, when we had to get our wedding paperwork done and sent to Malta, we had to go direct to
the FedEx shop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at us all.
It was a while ago,
together.
2 years ago, though, now. I can't remember.
God, we're dropping some brands in this today. Mm. Any of you want to sponsor our podcast, then
get in touch.
Please come
Actually,
on board.
Actually, that's a good point. You know, like, we'll pretty much talk about any product for samples, cash.
We don't care about selling
out.
We're
very, very open, aren't
samples,
we?
Samples, cash.
Yeah, send it up. Send us a message at Jade Maddie Crevo on Instagram. We'll accept pretty much all different stuff, really. Very
I'd like some
teeth
whitening stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking like cash, gift cards, PayPal money.
Of course you are.
I wouldn't mind a car to use to run around
a
in.
A car, that'd be good.
You love your van.
Yeah, I'll take a new one.
Like the Merc van?
Yeah, I'd definitely take that. But I'd love the version of my van, the brand new one.
Was it a Toyota something?
A Hiace.
Yeah.
Wow. What's in it?
What
like,
do you mean?
What's so special about it?
Surprisingly, they're expensive. I had this conversation
really
with Crevo.
He's saying they look like ape shit.
Well, they're
not. They just look very
workaday.
Unpredictable. So the new ones, the front seats are more like a really comfortable car seat.
Oh, wow. They look completely different.
Yeah.
It looks very European.
It looks totally different, and I want one.
Have a look at that, Jade. Like, if Crevo was rocking around in that with some sweet rims on that.
Yeah.
So, Toyota.
Be a cool guy.
If you want to sponsor our show, our podcast, I'd be open.
Oh, we'd all love a car.
All right, done. Sorted.
Cool. Jade won't allow one of us to get a car.
Without her.
Oh, thank you. All right, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
Woo, thank you.
It's all thanks to the new Coles at Mayfield. The Coles Takeover.
Oh, hello, Jade. Welcome. How exciting is this? Crevo's slept in this morning, of all days to do so.
I can't wait to do this to him. Shame, Crevo.
So did you, to be honest. Well, you fell back asleep, but we made it with 4 minutes to spare.
I always get to work on time.
Thank you, Jackson. We love you.
Yeah, we do.
We couldn't do this without you.
Oh, I don't know how you put up with us, to be fair.
It's taxing.
I know.
But we get through, and it's almost the end of the year as well, so I get a bit of a break soon.
I apologize on behalf of all of us. I really do.
Hey, it is very exciting today. The brand new Coles Mayfield is, of course, opening. It's so luxe. I love it. Mm. Now, every single caller that gets on air for any segment today at all walks away with a $100 Coles Mayfield gift card.
How good is this? Just before Christmas, shopping there, new store. Oh, I love it. You know what?
It
really excites me. This is a bit nerdy to admit.
Yeah.
But I love it when a new giant chain opens up a new store because they always have the whiz bang latest, rollouts.
Oh, they really do.
And I love seeing how they've 100%. Improved customers' feedback.
They've
it's
got,
great.
Do you know what? They got me with a freshly baked sourdough in store every
Daily.
Day.
And like how that. It's going to be presented in like baskets or what's the new trend for supermarkets? We'll find out from today.
The boss has given us like a winner's sound effect when it a person wins the gift card.
Yeah, let's hear
Listen how dramatic this is. We're not using it, by the way.
Hold on, are we what's that playing show, Jumanji? Survivor?
They won tickets to Jurassic Park, have they?
No, it is exciting. Coming up next, though, we are playing Lads versus Lasses.
Yes!
We need one guy, one girl. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. We're currently tied on 40 gold stars apiece.
Yeah, and so we only have 7 shows left for the year. So it's really a nail-biter.
It really is. 13 10 09 if you want to play. On offer, we have a Singo's half ham, a Christmas pudding from Pudding Lane, and a bottle of wine. And, of course, both callers will get a $100 Coles gift card.
What a day to win.
Winning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Oh, welcome, Crevo.
Oh, thank you very much.
He gets a second shame bell.
Yeah, I got the first one a couple of minutes ago. I heard it on the way in.
What happened? Just slept in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
something in the air last night, I reckon.
Was it just, lavender?
I don't know what it was, but I woke up. I'm looking at the clock now, like 12 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago.
You look surprisingly fresh.
Well, I feel great.
Yeah, of course.
I slept so well for about an hour more than I normally do.
All right, guys, on offer today for the winner, a half Singo's ham, a Pudding Lane pudding, and a bottle of wine. Plus, of course, each caller gets a $100 Coles gift card. Shall we meet our lass this morning?
Yes.
Let's do it.
It's Penny. She loves Ellen DeGeneres, salmon, and birds. She sounds like fun. Hello, Penny.
Good morning.
Hello, Penny. So, Ellen, you weren't turned off with her when she did it, you know, that all that stuff came out, that she was apparently awful to her staff?
Yes, I think so.
You think she was? I think she was.
Doesn't bother you.
Do you like the show, though?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
You can dance in any room you want.
All right, let's get you these questions. Number one for you, Penny. What are the 4 ingredients in beer?
In beer? Oh, hops, water.
Yes.
Yeast. No. Oh, shit. Sugar?
No. Is malt sugar?
Hamish is intervening. We'll give that to
you. I think officially is malt is a type of sugar. Okay. Sort of.
Yay! Good job.
Best question on the board.
I love having that safeguard. Question number 2. Who is the current head coach of the Newcastle Knights?
Oh, I don't know. Michael someone?
Good guess. No, Adam O'Brien.
Adam.
Question number 3. I love you, Penny. What TV show has more episodes, The Simpsons or Family Guy?
Oh, I'd say The Simpsons.
That is correct.
Yay, absolutely good job. Right. Good
Penny, job. 2 out of 3. Hold the
that
line.
Ain't bad.
You're a winner already. $100 Coles gift card, all yours. Please.
Yeah, you do know.
Right now, we are going to Rob. He's been retired for 8 years, and he has 14 greyhounds at the moment.
Geez.
How? So, do you rehabilitate greyhounds, or you race them?
We breed them, we race them, and we play with them when they're retired.
Oh, that's so nice. So how many winners do you have under your belt? Like, have you bred any champions?
I did breed a dual group one winner.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Good. Do you have whippets as well?
He won the Gold Cup. He won the New Zealand Gold Cup and the Brisbane Gold Cup.
Oh, that's big.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And his sister had a litter on the weekend.
Oh, congratulations. How exciting.
Wow, good stuff. All right, well, let's get into the questions.
Yeah, I could do dog chat with you all day.
Okay.
I'm
going to
get 3 out of 3.
Yeah, you do.
If you want to win, yeah.
All right. Yeah. But you do already instantly win a Coles gift card, so...
We'll put the pressure on here, all right?
Okay. Question 1. Which celebrity has trademarked the word sliving?
Swimming.
Sliving. Like, it's called living your best life. Sliving.
Right. Celebrity.
Yeah. Paris Hilton.
I'm sorry.
Well, oh, no.
Hang on.
He
could still get a tie.
The next 2 questions.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Maddie.
What are you doing for the lads? Question number 2. Which Aussie artist has teamed up with David Guetta on their latest song, Let's Love?
I just don't think you're going to get it.
No, don't believe in him.
Very negative.
Delta Goodrum.
Oh, it's a great guess.
It was Sia.
$100 gift card, all yours still, though. Congratulations, man. That means the lasses, Penny, yay, walking away with the news today. All yours, Penny. You get a Singo's half ham, a Pudding Lane pudding, a bottle of wine, and a gift card.
Cool, thank you.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Hey, Penny, you're going to love our next segment because I know you love birds, and we've actually got two incredible stories about birds after this, racing pigeons and one involving an eel.
Penny doesn't seem that interested.
Penny's like, give me that pudding.
Thanks, Penny. It's 105.3 New FM, 18 past 6. Jade's bird news up next.
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
The New FM Coles takeover today. Brand new Coles Mayfield opening right now, actually.
So exciting.
Every single caller that gets on air, a $100 Coles gift card. Now, Jade, it's time for your bird news.
Yes. Here we go. Hey, Penny, you're going to love our next segment because I know you love birds, and we've actually got two incredible stories about birds after this. Yeah, that's right. Oh, these stories are incredible.
Do we have any other themed news that you want to introduce to the show? What is this, number 3 or 4?
No, this is I don't know. The this is the better. First theme news for the day.
It's almost like you're pitching it to Hamish.
What we can do is bird news.
Bird news. Do you like birds, Hamish?
It'd be super relatable, Hamish.
Well, they're not swooping me, are they?
No, they're not swooping. It's not your classic Maggie story. These two are going to blow your mind. So, obviously, racing pigeons are a thing. I thought it was a very outdated hobby, but turns out there is still huge money involving racing pigeons. The last racing pigeon to set a world record for being sold was $2 million.
For a pigeon.
For a racing pigeon.
A singular pigeon.
Yeah, this is a little bit of info on this particular bird that was going to auction and them talking about the past record of this racing pigeon.
New Kim is now at €1,320,000. This is almost €100,000 more than the most expensive pigeon before, Armando. The auction will end Sunday. We don't know what the final price will be. It will be a surprise to us. We don't know how high New Kim will be sold for. We can already say that this record price is unbelievable because this is a female. Armando was a male. Usually a male is worth more than a female because it can produce more offsprings. It's very exceptional to have a female for this price.
So that, just so you know, that converts to $2,157,000 Australian dollars.
Correct. So that that is how much New Kim the pigeon went for on Sunday.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
And also, side note, that guy. Fun at a party, you can guarantee it.
What's the lifespan? Hey, Google, what's the lifespan on a pigeon? Here we go. I wonder.
The lifespan of a rock dove is on average 6 years.
Oh, $2 million. You want to get get it happening quickly. Jesus.
A lot of money. But apparently it's huge in China. So the Chinese are big into racing pigeons, and that's where New Kim, the bird, has gone to do some racing. In other bird news, this is exciting. Okay, an amazing photo has been making the rounds on the internet of a snake eel bursting through the stomach of a heron flying over in Delaware. So over in the United States, a photographer called Sam Davis took this photo of an eel which had been eaten by this heron bird. And then apparently it's a known thing that eels try to attempt to escape from a predatory fish's stomach by using its pointy tail to dig deep
what a
through the ribcage. Yeah, and so basically, he took a picture. He thought that the eel had just latched onto the heron bird and just wouldn't let go. Mm. So he blew the photo up. Turns out this eel had used its tail to burst through the end of through the ribcage of the heron.
What a wild story.
And it was hanging out a meter out of its stomach. And the bird was just flapping around, you know, diving for fish still, doing its thing. Mm.
don't need breakfast anymore.
Google that today. Honestly, blows your mind. I wonder what happened. Because once the eel slithers back out,
yeah,
would the bird die?
Bird news, no good.
pretty sure it's bad news for the bird, yes.
Delicious.
Oh, poor bird.
That's a wrap on the John Hurt situation about
great
aliens.
News for the eel.
Yeah, he lived.
Bad news for the bird.
Yeah, that's nature for you.
That's crazy. The pictures are incredible, honestly.
Usually when two different species interact, it's only good news for one of them.
Yeah.
Unless it's a tiger and a lion and a liger is born.
Well, that's one of the very few rare cases.
Has that happened before?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Look it up. Hey, our news time up next, the real news with Hamish at 6:30 in the morning.
No bird stories.
Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
Woo! Thank you!
It's all thanks to the new Coles at Mayfield. The Coles Takeover.
Yeah, guys, a fresh store in Mayfield. It's going to transform the area. The shopping centre there looks so great. Yeah,
and the state of the art too. That's always a big win, storm season.
You're a Mayfield resident, Crevo.
Yes,
it's going to change the suburb in the region, isn't it? Something
totally.
Like this.
Yeah, I've been watching it go up over the past little while. Very cool.
Well, you told me when we drove past it the other week, you're like, oh, Emmy can't wait to go in there.
Yeah,
your
she's
fiance.
Frothing it. Yeah, she's frothing.
So excited.
So handy. It's open. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Very convenient.
Very good. Coming up next, though, we had an interesting conversation behind the scenes here yesterday. It was on our podcast, in fact, which you can find wherever you get your podcast. Search the Novos. And we're talking about me not having a license. And I went for a driving lesson yesterday, and I felt really good about the whole situation. I thought, you know what? I'd never have to go on a date again and tell them that I don't have a license because very embarrassing, I feel. And I asked you, Jade, do you think it's a deal breaker to date somebody that doesn't have a license? And man, you ripped me a new one. Yes, it is, Maddie. It's a disgrace.
Well, yeah, for me personally, I couldn't date someone who didn't have a license.
See, I thought it was not great, ideal situation, but you could manage it, I thought.
Well, as if. You were just saying that, so you're tiptoeing around Maddie's feelings.
No, not true at all.
Because
I've actually, I have dated people in the past that don't have a license.
And didn't last long, did it?
Well, not that long.
Exactly.
Now, usually possibly. I can rely on Jackson to back me up. But even he said, no, it's a deal breaker.
100% deal breaker. I've been in a relationship with somebody who didn't have a license, and I ended up resenting them. It's a bit of a burden.
Do you guys resent me? For giving me lifts.
No, see, I'm not like that. I already made that clear in the last little bit.
13:10:09 this morning. Would you date someone who doesn't have a license?
Or is it a deal breaker for you?
Is it a deal breaker?
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's a new FM Coles Takeover today. Every single caller that gets on air this morning gets a $100 Coles gift card. 13:10:09 this morning, we want to know, would you date someone who doesn't have a license? Is it a deal breaker? According to Jade, it is. It kind of is to Crevo, but not really.
Not really.
Classic Crevo fence sitting. Now, I don't have a license, and I'm in the process of getting it. And, you know, you do live with a certain shame when you're 30 years old and you have to go to somebody and say, hey, I don't actually drive.
Can you pick me up on the way to the date?
Extra imaginary points if you call up and you've broken up with someone because they didn't have a license.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's kind of one of, like, I get one of two responses. First, people think that I've, like, a massive hothead and I've lost my license. And the second one is, oh, you can't afford a car, which, you know, you both are wrong, but it's like, no, I just have never gotten my license.
You're not a hothead, Maddie?
What, in the car?
Oh, well, just in general.
No, Jade, I'm not. What do you think I am?
Sometimes you could be.
So are you. Oh, my God. You are the biggest hothead I've ever met
behind
in your car.
Behind the wheel, be interesting to see how
confusing,
you go.
Are we confusing hothead and lead foot? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably. Taking your calls right now, though. Let's go to Ryan. First of all, $100 gift card, all yours, my friend. Hello, Ryan.
You have to actually speak on the air.
No, no, it's Ryan's fault.
Ryan doesn't want to. Sorry, Ryan. Let's go to Berena. Good morning, Berena.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, $100 gift card, all yours. Now tell me, is it a deal breaker not having a license?
Well, I'm in two different ballparks, but it doesn't define who someone is, if they have a license or if they don't. But if you break up with them, it sure as hell does, because they ain't gonna go stalking you because they can't get a car.
So you're saying actually a bit of a benefit in case it doesn't work out in the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you've got to look on the bright side.
Thank you, Berena.
If you're suspicious of someone, that's not going to turn out good. Hopefully they don't have a license.
True. We've got Sharon this morning. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Congratulations. You've got a $100 Coles gift voucher. Going.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So would you date someone who doesn't have a license, or do you reckon it's a deal breaker?
It's a deal breaker. It's really annoying.
Have you had experience with this?
I don't. Not with a boyfriend, but my brother, who is 58, he still doesn't have a license.
58? Wow. And does he get judged in life by his peers?
Yes, and his nieces, because I have to pick him up all the time if there's a family dinner on.
Oh my god.
Wow. You know what? There is a new level of lame when you're 58 and haven't got a license.
So does he has he been married or been in a long-term relationship?
No, he hasn't actually.
Do you reckon because he doesn't have a license was a big part of that?
I think he's had girlfriends in the past, and I think that might have been one of the reasons. They've had to pick him up all the time and drop him off all the time.
Yeah.
But
they just got sick of it.
Well, you don't want to be a taxi for someone all the time.
Thank you, Sharon. One more?
Yeah. Well,
why not?
Yeah, why not? Look,
you can't give away.
I'm trying to give away as many as possible.
The line's off. Never mind. Okay. Well, what a disaster that was.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, it makes you feel better, doesn't it? Jay, everyone proving your point.
You're getting a license, Maddie.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, well, this is coming to an end.
Yeah, so this is true.
You said yourself it was embarrassing and shameful.
Like 6:48.
4 weeks, you're going to have it.
New FM, good morning. Jay, Maddie and Creepo. The New FM Coles Takeover happening all day. The new Coles Mayfield opening today. It's open right now, in fact. It's time for Love It or Load It. Jay, Maddie and Creepo, when you wake up. I don't care. New FM.
Love it. Today I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Today's daily topic is family Christmas matching outfits.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it. Classic Jay, love it or loathe it.
No, definitely not. Like, I feel... There's just something so uncool about it.
No.
Do you know what? You say that, Crevo, but you do own a few really bad Christmas sweaters. Do you and your partner, Emmy, share the same sweater?
You do, actually. No, didn't you get a Christmas photo last year or the year before?
So we got, when we were in England, because it's so cold, we bought, like, they make, like, new versions of the tacky Christmas sweater as a joke. So they've got, like, all brands involved. So she got, like, a Coca-Cola one, and I got, like, a Star Wars one.
Oh, good.
And we took a photo, like, ironically. But we're not all going off with, like, at my parents and stuff going buying the same Christmas shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no for me.
I love it. I think it is so cool. And when I was walking past Lowe's the other day, I popped in. And you know you can get not only, like, the parents, but they have the matching kids' shirts as well. But then they have the matching outfit for the dog. So you can
the
same thing. Yep. So
is it going to be you, Benny, and the three chihuahuas? Are you all wearing the same Lowe's shirts?
Well, I thought about it for our family Christmas photo shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But then I went for a different angle. But, yeah, I'm thinking about doing it for Christmas
Got
dinner.
An idea, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, the producers of the National Lampoon series, Christmas Vacation 2 with the leaders. Imagine that. I can so see you and your whole family wearing matching Christmas gear.
Yeah,
it's so you, Jay.
I always buy matching PJs for my mum, my sister and I. for Christmas.
You just can't get your partners to wear them.
Yeah, they don't want to borrow
strength
it.
In numbers.
I think it's nice.
Leader lads say no. Like a picket line. Leader lads say no.
We'll get them.
Hey, guys, news time with Hamish up next here at New FM. It's the Coles Takeover all day. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Of course, it is the new FM Coles Takeover today, the new Coles Mayfield opening. And, of course, every single caller that gets on air wins a $100 Coles gift card to spend.
Amazing.
Jackson, I hear you've been getting lots of calls in there this morning.
Yeah, on the front line, it's tough. People are keen for these gift cards, like really, really, really passionate as well.
Well, I mean, it's free cash, essentially.
Yeah. Right?
It's always good.
Jump on board.
I believe you've got a call here for me from a guy. He was really keen. Take a listen.
Oh, I just want to get on the air, so I'll get a gift card. $100. Book me up, man. I'm calling on the way and get me a card now. I'm on my way.
Book me up, brother.
Book me up.
No, it's not in my vocabulary.
It's so good. Hey, coming up next on 13:10:09, big birthday happening today. Domino's is turning 60.
Oh, happy birthday, Domino's. Pizza.
Oh, I love Domino's.
Yeah,
we've had an up and down relationship over the years, but let me tell you, no fast food is closer to my heart than Domino's.
No, it's really good.
Isn't that beautiful, Jade?
It's really good.
Is that what you put in the card if you had to send it?
I was going to say, did you do one?
So, interesting one, right? If you have a baby today and you call your child Dominic or Dominique, Domino's will give you 60 years worth of free pizza.
That's incredible, isn't it?
That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
So what we thought we'd do, if you're expecting today, like if you think you're going to have your baby today and would consider calling your child Dominic or Dominique, you could walk away with 60 years worth of free Domino's. Now, I know that's a long stretch. If we don't get somebody that's having a baby today, would you do it if you were? 13:10:09.
Interesting one. We really want somebody who's having a baby today, though.
Yeah, like the doctor said, you are having a baby on the 9th of December, today. We want to hear from you.
I wonder if it classes, like, because if you booked in for a cesarean, you are having a baby today.
Well, that's true.
Would you do it? 60 years worth of free pizza.
It's an interesting one because you're almost going, you've got half your life of free food if you ever needed it.
Like every month, every week.
If you ever need it,
pizza night.
Pizza is there.
And I think I would. I would do it for sure, Jade. Dominique. That's a nice little girl's name.
Nah.
No?
It's not for me. Ben and I met at Domino's. It's where the love began. But I don't...
Wow, that would be a real full circle moment.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
You know what? I wouldn't be able to say, come here, Dominic, without thinking of the Arnold Schwarzenegger and what's it called?
Kindergarten Cop. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about you, Crevo?
You know what? I'd really consider it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like you're giving your child like backup food for life.
All right, here we go. 13:10:09. Are you pregnant due today and are willing to call your baby Dominic or Dominique? Or alternatively, would you do it if you were?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Coles Takeover. Every single caller that gets on air today will win a $100 Coles gift card, which brings me to our next segment this morning. 13:10:09. Would you name your kid Dominic or Dominique after Domino's for 60 years worth of free pizza, guys?
Jade, Maddie, Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, Domino's turning 60 today, and one Aussie family that calls their child either one of those names after the fast food chain will win 60 years worth of free pizza. So we're after all you expectant mothers out there that may be due today that would consider doing this.
It's, I mean, it's a long shot. But also, we're offering Kyle's gift card.
So, hold on. Just around the team again. Maddie, you said you wouldn't.
No, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Creamy? Yeah, I think I would.
You would as well. Was, wow, I'm the only one that said no.
Yeah, I just, my thoughts on it are, if your kid is ever, like, stuck somewhere or something, they can just rip out the gold card, which I'm assuming will you'll get, like, some sort of gold plated actual card or something, and then they got a free meal. They got a meal there waiting for them.
What I'm disappointed about, right? So they're offering the equivalent of a $14 pizza every month for 60 years. So that's like $11,000 worth of pizza. Oh. So one free meal a month. So you just can't go in and say, hey, I want like 20 large pizzas.
Things are a bit different. The T's and C's, hey?
I'm pretty unhappy with that. I'd be disappointed.
So you're changing.
Yeah, I might actually. It's only 11 grand now.
Do you know what? Stop the 60-year thing. Like, give me, like, as much pizza as I want for, like, five.
Yeah, fantastic. Or just $11,000 worth of pizza.
That works, too. Let's go to Crystal. Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Hey, are you a pregnant mother?
I'm definitely not.
Okay.
But I would compromise. It's my brother's birthday today, and I'd consider changing his name for him.
But does he know anything about this?
No, he doesn't need to know.
Oh, he doesn't need to know. I'm pretty sure he does. I don't think you can change someone else's name on the registry.
Hey, Crystal.
Well, I'm sure I could find a way to get him to sign a piece of paper, though.
Just, you know, get him pissed. Hey, Crystal, what's his name currently?
His name's Nathan.
Nathan. Does he look more like a Dominic?
No, but it's heaps better name anyway.
I like the name Dominic. I think it's
so
good.
I have a couple of friends with sons called Dominic.
Ah.
There we go. Mm. If only they'd waited until today.
The 9th of December.
Toronto is pretty badass anyway. So.
True.
That's true.
$100 Coles gift card, all yours. Thanks, Crystal. Yeah, that's what you wanted.
I didn't think of Vin Diesel, hey.
Neither did I, actually.
Yeah, wow.
Jason's on the phone. Hey, Jace, how are you?
Good,
self. Yeah.
Now, Jason, are you pregnant?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, are you pregnant and expecting your child today?
No, but I might look a little bit.
Okay.
Would you change your kid's name?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 60 years of free pizza.
They've got no choice in the matter.
No, it's not a bad name either. It's a good name.
Hey, Jason, tell me, are you more of a fan of Coles or Domino's?
I'm more of a fan of Coles.
Of course.
Congratulations, you've got $100 Coles voucher.
Is anyone even going to listen to what we're talking about today?
Probably not. Everyone's just a little bit distracted by the free money.
I know that was a long shot, but you know.
We tried. We really tried. Up next, Maddie, yesterday we gave you a surprise at the end of the show.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, driving lesson.
It was so good. I feel so confident now.
We took you out in a blindfold. You had no idea.
Yeah.
You said afterwards, you said, oh, I had to, got to have a smoke, guys. It was a bit of a nerve-wracking moment at the start because I thought you guys were taking me skydiving or something.
Yeah, literally.
I was like, you know, we wouldn't do that. But, hey, it went pretty well overall. Of course, I did try and capture some of the moments on record when you messed up a couple of things, let's face it.
No, of course.
There was a critique. It's actually good to go over things so it sinks in.
It's like if you're a football player, and I know you and I don't know anything about sport, but I think they watch like videos of the game afterwards to see where they went wrong. It's a bit like that.
Looking forward to it. I can take criticism. Oh, I absolutely can.
Yeah, you can. That's good.
Sometimes.
7:21 in UFM.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, it's time for my driving lesson critique.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
You actually did brilliantly. You got a surprise driving lesson yesterday. Mm-hmm. We blindfolded you. Had no idea at the end of the show where we were going. And we literally got straight in the car and went for an hour's lesson all around.
And Bernadette is an incredible trainer. trainer.
She was so good. I love her. And thank you to her again for doing this. Like, she's confident I can get my license by January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I am too after yesterday's session. Because, she's very cool, very calm, which was great, right? But it was a couple of little things that you messed up. And, of course, I rolled the tape on almost the whole lesson to try and get them. And it took me, I had to go through the whole hour's lesson to get, three little things you did wrong, really. So that's really, overall, you did great, right?
First of all, what did you both expect? More so you, Jay, because, Krivo, you've given me a lesson before in your own personal car. What were you expecting, Jade?
I don't know. To be honest, I didn't think you were going to be terrible because I've seen you drive around the car park here before.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really have an opinion. I just thought you were going to be all right.
Okay, thanks.
So you were better. you did great. Anyway, the first little thing that happened was, I think you were going a little bit fast and then a little bit slow. It was a bit uneven. And Bernadette gave you this very philosophical lesson or / question about your time management. Have a listen to this.
It's slow though, doesn't it?
It does actually. Yeah.
And this is where it's important you get that cruise mode and you're not in a hurry because if you've got good time management, you can get that cruise mode happening.
Yeah.
So, have you got good time management?
Some days I do, some days I don't.
That's true. Some days I do, some days I don't.
And I was going to lecture about that, and then I rocked up late to work today. So that didn't really go to plan. Now, the next thing that you did that really would have been an instant fail was at one point we went basically straight through a stop sign. Have a listen to this.
Okay, what did you do wrong?
I didn't stop. Yep. Fully, yeah.
Okay, so fully stop, then look up the road, see it's safe to go.
You're a bit of a... So that's one of the things that you got to work on. You're a bit of a, act now, look later type, or, you just drive through, merging, you weren't looking and stuff a bit.
To be honest, you were getting confused with your left and right, which way to look when...
That's so true.
Yeah.
And, in fact, that leads nicely into our next bit. Now, Bernadette is perhaps one of the calmest people I've ever met, right? Because her job could be quite stressful.
Yeah.
But there was this one moment in the hour where you can actually hear her do a little butt clench, I think, in fear, because you jump on this roundabout and you didn't really know where to look or what to do. Have a listen to this.
So you can see there's nothing coming, which means, great. Here you go. Nice and slow. Now cut at this intersection. Indicator off. Indicator off. Okay.
Oh,
indicator.
Oh, indicator. Let's listen to that last bit one more time.
Oh, indicator.
Perhaps the calmest person in Newcastle still managed to just get that little bit of, when you're putting your foot on the brake but you're not driving. It was that situation.
Oh, big shout out to Bernadette. What an incredible teacher. Yeah. Hopefully, she can finally make this happen
and
for me.
She doesn't advertise because she does more just through word of mouth. So if she was a very good teacher, so just contact us and we can pass you details.
Yeah, she is really, really awesome. And I'm confident today you've got your hazard perception test, don't you?
Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh, Thursday,
tomorrow. So once I do that, I can then book in for my actual driving test.
Do you know what? I can...
angling for a company car, by the way. I'm just putting that out there now.
No, no. But I can sort of feel like just talking about this, there's a real energy in the air.
I was thinking the same thing.
When we've talked to you about getting your license, in the last two, 3 years, you... You sort of, that you don't mean it, and you sort of, there's just no buzz, we can say he's I'm going to get it, but I'm not. But the thing is, I feel Newcastle's really behind you this time. I can
feel a shift in energy as well.
Yeah. It's very strange.
I think you got it in the bag this time.
I think so.
And can I just point something out too? Spoke to Maddie's mum yesterday on the phone, And your mum, Sue, is going for her actual license for her P's next Friday.
Runs in the family.
Well, and the change is running in the family,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but what a great time, you and your mum going on this journey together. Imagine, think it's nice.
You two could do a road trip together.
Yeah.
Make sure you record heaps of stuff so we can listen back to the funny bits.
I worry for my mum. I don't want her driving.
She'll be fine.
She'll be great.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
Woo! Thank you.
It's all thanks to the new Coles at Mayfield. The Coles Takeover.
Oh, guys, I love this. Yeah. Giving away free money is one of the big highlights of our jobs.
Yeah.
We're trying to give away as much as we can as well because they tried to limit us, but actually they can't.
We're rule breakers.
It's so good coming into Christmas. $100 is $100.
Yeah.
And
totally.
It's so good. And you have the chance to win later on after our show finishes a whole trolley full of stuff. So you can play with producer Jackson after 11 o'clock. You need to guess the dollar amount in the trolley. If you get it right, you win the trolley.
That's amazing.
So the winning doesn't stop here today. Beat the Meat is coming up next, though, Jade.
Yes. Okay. All thanks to Singo's, we have delicious sausages to give away. And all you have to do is say stop before the sausages explode. If you do that, you walk away with the delicious sayers.
Oh, it's so good.
We're all going to beat the meat together, which is always fun.
It is. I love some synergy. Mm. You know, you get sausages and Coles money.
Yeah, you
do. How good's that?
It's brilliant.
Win, win, win.
If you want to play Beat the Meat, call now, 1310-09.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Time to beat the meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, this is Beat the Meat, all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. And all you have to do is say stop before the sausages explode and you walk away with the goods. If not, unfortunately, today you'll only be walking away with a $100 Coles gift card, but that's still pretty good.
Pretty good. Let's go to Brad. He's on line 10. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Novos, how is going?
Oh, going well, Brad. Have you called the show before?
No, I haven't, mate. I've been a long-time listener, but I haven't called before now.
Well, I love welcome. That. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome,
Brad.
Welcome.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Brad. How old are you?
55.
Where from?
Thornton.
Thornton. And what do you do for a living, Brad?
I'm an estimator.
Oh, nice one. I swear I'm not trying to suss you out for a date or anything. just getting to know you.
New caller. I like it.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It's good. I love it when we get new callers.
Okay,
yeah.
Brad, now tell us, have you heard Beat the Meat before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now for those that haven't, as Jade said, you need to yell out stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Five sausages, 9 sausages, 10 sausages, 16 sausages, 18 sausages.
Stop.
18. Good on you, man. Well
18
done.
Sausages, all thanks to Singo's. And of course, Brad, a $100 Coles gift card. All yours, my friend.
You beauty.
You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it, man. Oh, well, there you go. It feels good.
It does,
feels
hey.
Good. I tell you what else feels good. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. So yesterday, you noticed Jade and I having a bit of an after-show tiff. Now, can you just tell us, like, for those that don't know behind the scenes, how often does it happen?
Look, it's on and off, but most days there'll be a little thing that I look at you guys and I think, God, I could cash in on this if I just had a camera. Like, this is gold.
When you say it's not like fighting.
No. As I've said before, I've said it's like watching two leaders of different countries that are about to go to war interacting so they make their citizens feel a little bit safer.
It's because we're both passionate, that's all.
Yes, for sure. We'll call it passionate.
We do clash. We do clash in a good way, though.
Yeah, it's in a like, yeah. It's entertaining. A loving way.
What did you say yesterday?
Yeah, well, I can't remember.
Yeah, you're like, I get to witness it every day.
Yeah, I do. It's like, it's like my very own little TV show.
Now, Jackson, you've come up with a great idea.
Yes, yes.
You're going to tell us about it next, we're going to film a pilot.
Yep. And I want to make some comparisons because to sell it, I feel like I need to show you how close you are to one of the most famous families in reality TV.
Okay.
I can't wait for this. We're doing it next at New FM. Good morning. Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. And it's the Coles Takeover. Every single caller that gets on air before 9 o'clock this morning will win a $100 Coles gift voucher, guys. Of course, the new Coles Mayfield open today. Yeah. And Jackson, we're talking our TV show now.
Jade, Maddie and Krieger.
Oh, potential TV show.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm actually going to pitch it because you can get really great funding. So you guys are my selling point. So I've noticed that you're very much like the Kardashians. Now, I speak Kardashians full stop. So this is why I want to turn all Seacrest of Australia and pitch your show. So I'm going to rig your cars up. I'm going to follow you with like my camera. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and get some friends on board, but I really want to sell it to you because I don't think you realize how similar you are to some of the main stories of the Kardashians.
So we're not joking here, right? Let's actually film this pilot because I do trust your judgment, Jackson.
Okay, yep.
Like 100%.
Well, let me start, right? So you all participated in the Olympics. Now, granted, the budget wasn't big enough, and also, too, it was in the new FM car park, but Caitlyn Jenner literally rode through the whole series of the Kardashians clinging onto that one gold medal. So just that alone, you're set. But look, Jade, you've always got this sympathetic bone in your body for Maddie not having a license.
I feel sad. I feel bad for the guy.
Kim Kardashian feels sorry for everybody, so tick for you.
There we go. There's one point in the bag.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Now, another similarity. Forget Kim Kardashian's 72-day wedding. The new hot commitment issue is going to be Jade trying to stick to a hobby. That's a great selling point. So I reckon that's about two episodes. Now, forget Kendall and Kylie punching on in a car.
Yeah.
The new car issue is Maddie and Jade fighting in the drive-thru because Maddie's made two orders and that's the maximum. So Jade has to go hungry. She refuses to do a circle back.
That happened. I'm the kid you not.
Yes, it did happen. I heard about that yesterday.
You're such a whinger, Jade. Everything
you
I
made
do.
Me starve.
What about this iconic
you
moment?
Don't need it.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Jade, would you stop taking pictures of yourself and me? We go to air in 30 seconds and I've got stuff to do. Don't derail the show.
Just for
that's
a selfie.
Two episodes? Yep, 100%. Now, Maddie, this is something you get all the time because I think Jade tries to be the big sister.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to preface this. I'm just going to play the audio.
Or the owner of a dog.
Yes, that's
me being the dog.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Speaking of the dogs.
Oh, my God! Seriously! Ew, I smell like a wet dog.
Maddie at Jade's house when the Chihuahuas attacked. But what I was going to say before, this was a whole season on the Kardashians. Now, Kylie was making a big decision. And Maddie, I feel like this happens to you sometimes.
Yeah.
Having a house is a huge responsibility.
A huge responsibility that I don't even think that you realize.
You guys are uncanny.
It's unbelievable.
You know, that really nails it right in the middle of the head. When Jade says to me, I actually don't know how many times she said, "You don't know what it's like, Maddie, until you have a mortgage."
That's one of the lines Jade wheels out whenever she wants to not participate in some money-spending activity.
I deserve the extra shifts because I have a mortgage.
See how similar you are to the most famous reality TV family? We can make some bank, my fam.
Big let's money to be made.
Let's
big
do it.
Money.
In the like on the show next year, let's actually do it.
Yep, we'll kick off the pilot and we'll pitch it to networks.
I can't wait to see this. I'm very excited.
Should we allow NASA to come and make a cameo?
Oh, cameos are the best.
Cameo.
Spread the word with cameos.
Definitely.
Oh, so good. Thank you, Jackson. It's coming to your screen somewhere soon.
I'm thrilled.
Get prepared, Newcastle.
News time up next at New FM. Plus, we're hearing from today's weather whiz kid.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Hey, everyone. It's Delta here.
All eyes on us. To try. Everyone is singing.
Marriage Over Troubled Dreams Tour. Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021. Tickets on sale now via ticketek.com.au. Or win them with the Novos all week.
That's right. You can win Delta Goodrum tickets right now with Delta's Pitch or Steal on 131009. You can pitch to us why you want to win these Delta Goodrum tickets, but then someone can come along and steal the tickets from underneath your nose.
Yeah, so, and this has been savage.
Yeah, it has been. No one, every day this week, the tickets have been stolen. So yeah, you really need to have a good story. And, you know, have the violin in the background, pinch the heartstrings.
Whatever you can do, whatever thing you can come up with to win these tickets. I mean, it could even be a lie.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the
truth.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We don't know that. You like, just, you could even lie and it's an amazing story and the person goes, I won't steal those from you. And then you go, right, awesome. That was just all made up.
Yeah.
Tickets are mine.
It's great. So 131009, and the beauty of it is you both still walk away winners because you're walking away with Coles gift voucher, $100 to spend there.
That's right.
In Mayfield.
Everybody's Coles. A winner today, guys. Delta's Pitch or Steal.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Delta, Pitch or Steal.
Hey, everyone, it's Delta here.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour.
Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021.
Tickets on sale now via ticketek.com.au.
Or win them with the Novos all week.
Yeah, and of course, these two contestants instantly win a $100 Coles voucher. It's the new FM Coles Takeover all day today, guys.
Yes, and they're playing right now for a pass to Delta Goodrum's. Double pass to Delta Goodrum's concert with Pitch or Steal. So basically, one of them is going to pitch a story. The other one can come along and steal the tickets.
Basically, and it's been so savage this week. Like,
unreal.
You can have, like, the saddest story, and I guarantee there's always going to be somebody to take those tickets off you.
Snatch them out of your cold
Hopefully
hands.
It bucks the trend today, and, you know, maybe the person that's pitching the story gets the tickets.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to Chris. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey,
yeah,
Chris.
Not too bad. So tell us, why do you want these Delta tickets?
Okay, my daughter, she's 10 years old at the moment. When she was younger, she got meningococcal meningitis. Yeah, she was hospitalised for quite a few weeks, and Delta Goodrum was actually at the hospital at the time, and she's actually too young to remember actually meeting her, and yeah, we told her that Delta was at the hospital at the time, and since then she's adored Delta. She absolutely loves her, and yeah, she'd be absolutely stoked if she got to go and see her.
That's okay. A really sweet story.
So how old's your daughter now? So you said she was 10 at the time when she was in hospital.
No, she's 10. She's 10 now.
Now, right.
She was a baby.
When she was in hospital, she was only, I think she was 9 weeks old.
Oh, poor little bugger.
She had meningococcal meningitis, and yeah, it was a race at the time.
Absolutely.
It was probably almost the scariest time of our economy life. She was too young to remember to meet her, but yeah, she would absolutely love to go.
Well, Chris, I want to give you these tickets right now.
Unfortunately, it's not up to Maddie.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because we're going to go to Brooke, who has the opportunity to steal these tickets from you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, Brooke. Don't
now,
take
you've heard
them
this
off.
Story. You've heard the story. Yeah. It is up to Brooke whether you want to you know, rip them out of Chris's hands and Chris's daughter, who really dreamed to see them, or do you have a great reason, and or you just really want to go and don't, really don't care? It's up to you.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to steal them.
Oh, that's right? Brutal, Brooke.
That's totally up to you.
Yeah.
You still, just remember, Brooke, you're still getting a $100 Coles voucher.
Not
just
enough.
For playing.
Yeah, but
can't you just give them to
listen,
Chris?
Let's go to Brookie. Well, tell us, Brookie, why do you want the tickets?
She's just such an inspiration. She's been through so much. and she just really helps everyone get through the day. She's still fighting for her, what she believes in. She's fighting for her goals. And she really inspires me to be a better person and to...
Not good enough to give the tickets to someone else, though.
Hey, well, you're on the line now with Chris Brooks. So, hello. Yeah, there you go. Hello, you're meeting each other now.
Hi, how are you?
Do you have anything to say to Chris Brooke?
I'm sorry, Chris, but I just really like to see her in concert, and I'd like to take my mum out.
Oh well, there you go. That's it. Well, you're both Chris. You both win Coles gift cards, but only one of you takes the Delta tickets away, and it's Brooke. Well done, Brooke.
Congratulations.
Chris, you don't get it. Sorry, man.
No, you're all right.
Oh, well, you got the Coles voucher, Chris. Sorry, man. I really wanted you to get those tickets. Bloody Brooke.
No, don't be
doggone,
Brooke.
That's the name of the game, Maddie.
Oh,
if you put yourself out there, that's what can happen.
Let's not do this again.
No, we're doing it for the rest of the week.
Yeah, we're doing it the rest of the week.
Congratulations, Brooke. You've ripped them from his hands.
Well, Chris's child can't even remember meeting Delta at 9 weeks old.
Also, sometimes you just got to do something for you in the world.
Treat yourself.
Because if you don't look after number one, no one will.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams to May 2021, Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Well, there you go. Dramatic.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And something more quite amazing we're doing next. We're talking to a lady who every couple of months eats her entire body weight in sugar via lolly snakes.
Oh, that's not healthy.
So in her house, she has this huge, what she calls treasure box, filled with Allen snakes, so she eats basically only that, I think.
Is she like a bigger woman?
Not so big.
Apparently, if you just eat candy all the time, like sugary lollies, you're actually quite thin.
Yeah, she's because you're not getting so much like other nutrition, I guess.
Just a diabetic.
Yeah, carbs.
It's literally, imagine a huge wheelbarrow heaped with sugar every couple of months. That's what she's eating. This is so fascinating. We're going to be chatting to her next and hearing perhaps how she's getting over this situation.
Well, there's been some talk around the office. Mm. A few people think she's lying about this because surely it's not healthy.
Well, because she's been hypnotized to try and break the habit, isn't she?
That's the idea.
Do you know what? I'd like to try and get Dr. Coleman on the line.
To see
if it's possible.
Well, yeah.
Well, we can ask.
Jackson, I don't know if you're able to just send him a message, but I'd love to get Dr. Coleman on the line with these people.
I'll hit him up.
Thank you.
See if it's possible. But, yeah, this is just a fascinating story. And she's TV famous as well. Massive thing that's happening right now. So we'll get into it next.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
This is 105.3 New FM. It's the New FM Coles Takeover. Every caller that gets to air, $100 Coles voucher on the way. And we're meeting an interesting woman right now, Creevo.
Yeah, that we are. A lady by the name of Kylie who has essentially been addicted to lolly snakes for some time. In fact, eating her own body weight in sugar every couple of months, like a literal wheelbarrow full of it. It's kind of unbelievable. Should we have a little listen to how the promo went down for the show she was going to be on?
So she was on A Current Affair.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
These snakes are killing me.
Kylie's sweet addiction.
You're in heaven, aren't you?
I am in heaven.
Or sugar hell.
Oh, where do you start?
Why snakes?
Oh, sorry, you get your mouth full.
A hardcore habit that's killing Kylie.
That's your body weight in sugar consumed in a couple of months.
I feel so ashamed.
The man who promises to break this mum's craving in just 3 minutes.
Goodbye forever.
A Current Affair tonight.
Well, Kylie joins us on the phone right now, along with her hypnotist, right?
Kind of amazing, right?
Hello, guys. How are we today?
Hello from humid Brisbane.
Oh, Brizzy girl.
G'day.
Yes. What's the weather like up there today? Nice?
It's not too bad temperature-wise, but it's very muggy. Very muggy indeed.
So Kylie, incredible story that you have. So you consume your body weight and sugar every few months from your addiction to the lolly snakes. How did this addiction start?
It started well before my transplant when I was becoming more and more unwell. And I was using energy drinks and lollies as fuel to be able to give me energy to get through my day at work.
Yeah. And what do you do for work?
I work for admin for a major pathology company.
Yeah,
in Australia.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
okay. And at what point did you realise, Kylie, that this situation was out of control?
Oh, definitely. In April, I was diagnosed with diabetes. Mm-hmm. And it was then that we realised what an incredible impact the diabetes had actually been having to my overall health. And then when I went into rejection, that's when the red flags went up in my mind, and I knew I needed some help.
Yeah, Kylie, run us through a day. So you would wake up in the morning, and would the first thing you would eat to start your day be the snakes?
I definitely start my day with a can of energy drink, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, probably wash an entire bag down with a can of energy drink just to get started, and then string a few more together during the day, depending on how tired I was, if I was feeling unwell, if I had a good night's sleep. Yeah.
You, Kylie, you'd have some sugar highs and sugar lows constantly, so I can understand how the addiction really comes full circle, because that would just be horrible living your life like that. And so now you've gone and gotten some help from Mark Stevens, who's a hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark. You're with us as well.
Hey, Maddie. Hey, Kriba.
Hi.
So how many sessions have you had with Kylie?
We did a three-minute habit-busting session. We actually did two of them. One to replace the picture or image in her mind of the snakes and the lollies. I didn't even do it. We just did it. I held the phone in front of her. We did it through the Mind Free app. Mm. And it reprogrammed the mind to take the old picture away and throw it away, bring a new picture into the healthy habit, and it repeats over and over. So it changes the picture while listening with me saying, you don't need it. You don't want it. You want to have it. So it was the hypnosis as well. And then we did an aversion therapy to create a disgust with disgusting images, which we won't mention now because they might be having brekkie.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was turning Kylie off the idea of snakes and sugar and drinks to make healthier choices. And in two times 3 minutes, the habit was broken.
Wow. So how long has it been, Kylie, since you've put a snake in your mouth?
When we filmed last Wednesday. That was the last one I've had. And the last energy drink I've had as well,
That's incredible. So it's actually worked.
Absolutely, unequivocally, it's worked. The best way I can describe it is that it's a non-issue now.
Wow.
It's like something that I used to do, but I don't do anymore.
What are you eating now?
Fruit, and I'm drinking water.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
How have you felt, subsequently, in terms of, as Jade was saying before, your sugar high and sugar lows? I guess your body would have to go through this weird, readjustment phase, right?
Yeah, definitely. I monitor my blood sugar level regularly throughout the day, and it has had some fluctuations. But I noticed yesterday and then this morning, it's starting to level out more than it has in months.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, God, how good's that?
Congratulations. I just want to ask you another question, Mark. How long have you been providing this service? Is Kylie your first sort of miracle turnaround case?
Oh, not really. I started as a kid with chronic asthma, learning meditation and yoga breathing as an eight-year-old. That's 50 years ago. As a teenager, training under Tibetan monks and psychologists and hypnotherapists. And so I've been doing it for about 40 years. I helped one fellow lose 207 kilos. He weighed 310. We got him to 103. Helped other people with chronic pain. See, it's all about learning self-hypnosis so you can reset the mind.
Mm.
But because I can't be everywhere, and I've helped thousands of people, I can't. And Kylie reached out, and so did ACA, but I can't be everywhere. So we put hundreds and hundreds of meditation sessions and hypnosis sessions, all self-hypnosis, on the Mind Free app, so people can just hypnotize themselves at any time, anywhere.
Now, is it a free app, or does it have a subscription?
You can get onto it for 7 days and test out the whole program for free through the Google Play or the App Store, and then it's $12.99 a month, which, compared to the cost of lollies and Coke and cigarettes and or just check out the mindfreeapp.com website, and all the info's there. But we love helping people get results, and Kylie's just a great role model, because important to remember, she brings through a double lung transplant, but body has been rejecting that, and when she had zero energy, that's why the habit grew. And habits start off small, and they just keep building. They sneak up on us,
yeah,
until all of a sudden we're going, damn, my one or two drinks here and there became one or two every day, became three or four or five every day, or the occasional chocolate became every afternoon, and then
we
subconscious crap.
Well, Mark, we might have to download this app and give it a go on Maddie, because he's a smoker who's been wanting to quit for a while. Mm. So we might have to test it out on Maddie here.
Sure, let's do it. Let's have another chat, because I helped a guy who'd been smoking since World War II, two packs a day, and every year for 5 years. He rang me and he's like 85 years old. Mark, it's a nerve. I haven't smoked for another year.
Good on you. I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. BNUFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, I'm Jack Searle, and I'd like to say hi to all my friends and teachers at St. Benedict's Edgeworth. Today I'm really excited to be your Weather Whiz Kid. A mostly sunny day ahead with light winds tending easterly. We are expecting a top temperature of 25 degrees in the city and 27 degrees inland. Mostly sunny tomorrow with the chance of a shower in the evening, and cloudy with the chance of showers on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up, and Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
You get a gift card.
Woo! Thank you!
It's all thanks to the new Coles at Mayfield. The Coles Takeover.
Jack Searle, I think, goes down as one of the cutest Weather Whiz kids we've ever had.
So good.
Great energy as well, too. Love it.
That's what I got from that. Fantastic energy.
He'd be so much fun in your class, especially watching him do show and tell.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely. So much entertainment.
Big shout out to Class 2B at St. Benedict's Edgeworth. So good. Good job, mate. Good job.
Yeah.
Well done.
And we've got one more chance for the Weather Whiz Kid.
Yeah, our last one of the year. Yep. Are we bringing it back? We should.
Yeah.
Let's bring
Everyone
it back.
Loves the Weather Whiz Kid.
They do, for sure.
But on 13:10:09, we're chatting shaving accident stories, because Jackson, you had a bit of an incident this week.
Yeah, I did. I looked down at my legs and I thought, damn, they're hairy. Like, I looked like a spider. So,
spider?
Yeah, you know how they're all hairy? They got them really hairy legs. So I was like, oh, I'll just trim them. Like, I'll cut it half. So I put the little extension thing on the trimmer and whipped up my leg. Didn't realize that it had fallen off, and I'd like shaved a speed stripe. And I thought, I can't run around like this. I don't want to look like that. So I just had to completely shave all my legs. Now I feel really uncomfortable because they look really chicken leggy and shiny. And
do you know what? It's the worst when you know that you've, like, as soon as you shave just a little bit of your legs, it happened to me when I was like 16.
Yeah.
You have to do the whole lot then, and you know that you've screwed up.
Yeah,
and
you have to live with it.
No, because you don't realize how hairy your legs are until you shave like a stripe in it, and then you're like, wow, it looked like someone had ridden a bicycle through wet concrete.
Ooh.
Not ideal.
Well, if you've had a shaving mishap like Jackson, we're going to take your stories after this. And if you do get on the air, we've got $100 Coles gift cards to give away. There's only two left.
Didn't you have a problem pruning as well not long ago?
I had a little bit
garden?
Of an incident.
Yes.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Pruning the lady garden.
Yeah.
But make sure your stories are good.
Yeah, good stories only. Let's finish off the day good. Love
Jade,
it.
Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Ricky Martin, She Bangs. I'm on 105.3 New FM. Wow, that gets you in the mood, doesn't it? It's such a chaotic song. Also, those lyrics take on a whole new meaning now. With, like, you know, how women sting like bees. No wonder he came out.
Poor Ricky.
It's 8:49 in 13:10:09 this morning. We're talking shaving accident stories.
Yeah, that's right.
This is because, Jackson, you had a bit of a mishap. And, you know, I've had a bit of a glitch in the last week with a shaver as well.
You clipped something you weren't meant to.
Yeah, I did. I clipped something with one of... What are the ones you shave with your husband? The actual clippers. The ones the hairdressers use.
Make that noise again.
Well, I think it's self-explanatory. Shaving accident stories. Taking your calls right now.
Maddie and Krivo.
Okay, going to Helen this morning. Hey, Helen, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. You guys?
Hey, doing well, of course. $100 Coles voucher in the mail on the way to you.
Thank you.
No You're worries. Shaving accident stories. Tell us about it.
So I'm a hairdresser. So when I was in my second year, that's when we started, like, cutting. Uh-huh. So I had to do a men's haircut. Thank goodness it was on my brother-in-law because he wanted a number three up the back and the clipper guard actually fell off. So I had to learn quick smart how to blend in a zero.
Oh, no. Was he upset at all?
No, he was fine. But as I said, thank goodness it was him because I just, couldn't imagine. But, hey, we have to learn somewhere, so.
That's it. Does it happen a lot, the clipper falling off?
It does if you don't put it on properly. And obviously I didn't check it being only second year. So I always now triple check it.
Hey, Helen, this doesn't fill me with confidence because Jade is currently trying to convince me to let her give me haircuts. And when I hear stories like that about the razor, I'm like, nah, absolutely not happening.
I'm great. I do bends all the time.
Double check the clipper guard. It's just, it's one of those little things that can happen, and it happened to me, unfortunately.
That's
the problem.
If we got a zero part on Maddie, we'd have to do that thing where, they turn it into a lightning bolt on the side of your head.
Yeah, what about anyway?
On you, Maddie.
Because he wears hats all the time.
Oh, that'd be tragic. Thank you, Helen. Congratulations. The voucher all yours. Who's next, guys?
It's Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm going to job a friend in here. Sorry, Stace. She had a terrible incident where she borrowed a razor to shave her downstairs. She cut a chunk out and then she used Veet on it. So she had a terrible, terrible reaction and it was insane swelling and had to go to hospital.
Why did she put Vicks on it?
No, not Veet. Veet.
Oh, Veet. Far out.
Yeah, the hair removal on it. So it got in like the cuts and it was apparently very, very, very bad.
Oh, that's no good.
Tough to explain in hospital too. Awkward.
You know what, Katie? That deserves a $100 Coles voucher.
Oh, yours. Great story.
Oh, brilliant. That's what you want from a shaving accident story, right?
That's it. Textbook radio right there.
The ABCs. Hey, Jackson, hello.
Yeah, I'm feeling relieved. I got off with bald legs.
I know. What's the goss up next?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what Madonna's waited till this point in her life, 62 years of age, to do for the first time. Also, too, Miley Cyrus, how many tattoos does she have? It will fascinate
you. Jade, Maddie and Krivo, the Novos.
Now, it is What's the Goss time, but I've got to say, massive story out on our friend NASA today.
Yeah.
You know how yesterday he was going to that MAFS reunion special?
Yeah, the all-star dinner party.
He's excited for it.
He's apparently walked out. I just told you the story, Jackson. Have you got him up on the line?
Yeah, he's on the line ready to go.
So this is what he was filmed saying outside of the MAFS reunion last night when he got papped. Take a listen.
Hi, NASA. Have you got your bags? What's going on? Why aren't you at the reunion?
Well, I'm out of here. I've had enough. I got attacked tonight by the whole dinner party and I walked out. And the only way to be civilized and be mature about it is basically to walk out and let them argue and fight about it, because there's no way I was going to stick around and to be abused and being sworn at by Cyril and by Ryan and by friggin' Martha's boyfriend, Michael. There's no way. It's unacceptable. It's not what the reunion is. And if that's what MAFS is about, well, I'm glad I'm not part of it.
There's a bombshell.
Wow. Unreal.
If that is what MAFS is about, I don't want to be a part of it. Let's get him on right now.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
NASA, what happened?
Mate, where do I start? Seriously, boys, where do I start? You're like... where do I start? I'm glad actually you called, because I have trust in you and I will tell you all I can.
Yep.
But this has
Thank
gone
you.
Beyond, and this is deadly serious. We sit and joke together all the time.
Yeah.
But this, I have never in my life seen and or endured such swearing, such not even bullying, like forget the word bullying, such swearing, such anger from a person that really had no right to do that. What happened, and I'll put it all in a nutshell, is that they, she, I don't know what happened. She, we got on really well at the start and everything. She was sitting with me in Innes. And,
so Cyril,
and
yeah.
Cyclone yeah. Cyril, yeah.
Yeah, but mate, let me tell you, there's something that clicks in that woman's brain that had just went off. Maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's some, I don't know. But she got up, attacked me, and calling me, get this, guys, you effing this, you see that, you eff this, your mother see that,
wow.
Blah, blah, blah. You are an ass, you are this and that. And I, and at the end of the day, as a guy, right, as a guy, what did you do? I had to walk out. There's no way, I mean, I'm not going to fight a woman.
I think you did the right thing,
So this is really strange. So she was all calm, everything was pleasant.
All calm.
And then out of nowhere, she just started attacking you, abusing you.
Yep. She, for no reason, and then you got the whole 20 of them calling me names, get out of here, we don't want you, you're a troll, you're this. And then Kim Kardashian, she doesn't talk, by the way, her boyfriend talks, and he's a friggin' nobody. Like, this guy, I can't even explain what irrelevant this guy is, right?
Who are you talking about now?
Martha and her boyfriend, right. Michael.
Yeah.
And he's going, you called my wife, that our relationship was wrong, blah, blah. I said, mate, it is wrong. I'm telling you now. You called her Kim Kardashian, Kmart Kim. You know what I said my comeback was? I said, if she shopped at Woolies, I would have called her BW Kim. But she shops at Kmart, so I call her Kmart Kim. I said, mate, it's satire. If the Telegraph wrote a bad headline about you, would you ring the Telegraph and say, I'm not buying your paper? You're lucky you're getting media. That's what I said. Wow. I said, and then the whole thing started, right?
Now,
so I tried to explain, and then Pharrell said, I want you to apologise to everyone here. I said, sure, I'll get up and apologise. Then, bang, I sat down. She went off again.
Now, NASA, I heard, tell me if we're wrong, I heard that Cyril had a problem with you because you were apparently criticising her on Instagram, trolling her when she was pregnant. Isn't true, is it?
No. What it was, she said, oh, my unborn baby. I said, no. What it was, and not just me, all the media was saying it, that Eden got with her because she was on TV, and it was sort of like, you know, blah, blah, but you know, all that gossip and all this. And then she felt pregnant. That was it. It's like, okay, she felt pregnant, and everyone was like, what? She felt pregnant. But that was the only thing. I never said anything about her baby. I never said anything about her pregnancy. It was just like, you know, they got together for media. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, that's, hey, fair enough. Now, we've got to ask, just before we let you go, do you think that they all ganged up on you because of your success after the show? Because you're really only one of the only people out of this show that's like made any kind of media career out of this.
Yeah.
Do you think they're just jealous of that, and that's why they all ganged up on you?
Well, that's got a lot to do with it. Absolutely a lot to do with it. And, you know, and they asked me, like people, like, you know, when you did your interviews, they asked me, they said, oh, what, you know, you came back, blah, blah, blah. And I was totally honest, and I'm being honest with you and everybody else. I said, mate, to the camera people, I said, I'm here for three reasons. I come with a gun in my hand and a peace sign in the other. So it could go either way. If they want to fight, no worries. If they want peace, I'm ready for peace. But they ganged up on me because I made funny stories about them. I said, you know, basically you caught them out, right? You know, like you're buying free teeth, you're buying free Botox, you're scamming small companies for nothing. You've got
Which is all true, really, at the end of the day.
You're scamming small companies that can't afford it. They think if you could do a post for them, they're going to get business. Well, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
These small companies survive on people like us supporting them.
Yeah.
But I don't expect anything. I told them that. I said, I don't expect anything for free. I'll pay for it at a discount, fine. But I don't. But, you know, just things like that. So it is really, to be honest with you,
very disappointing.
Very disappointing. And let me say this to the audience. All you need to do is watch the first show, which we recorded last night. Don't worry about tonight. Don't worry about the second show because it's a deflated. Jessica walked out too, apparently, afterwards.
Oh, wow.
And she had a huge fight with somebody. So there's more to the story, but I felt like they got me in there to gang up on me and to confront me.
Wow.
And I'm not going to put up with that. I'm sorry. There's a limit to abuse. And there's a limit to calling someone F and this and C that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That was going to be my next question real quickly, NASA. Was that so obviously the show's airing tonight, so the first episode, that's a quick turnaround.
No, it's not airing tonight. The second, just before the new episode starts. Tonight is the second one. But guys, honestly, your support, I mean, all the way through this, you know me more than anyone else. I mean, if someone sat there and abused you, 20 people abused you, and swearing at you and calling you your mother this or mother
that.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for filling us in, ma'am. Sorry it turned out that way. We'll chat to you soon, okay? We just wanted to. I saw the Daily Mail story this morning.
So let's clear the air.
Thanks, Nas. See ya. Poor guy.
I know. Copped it there. He was really hoping for a bit of a, you know, comeback or something, but
well, I mean, he got the fireworks. I mean,
that's for sure.
Yeah. There you go, Jackson. Good morning. Sorry, good morning. He just hijacked you. What's the goss
no,
there?
No, it's fine. I can literally do that in 5 seconds. Madonna stretched out her wrinkles to get the first tattoo in her life, and also too, Miley Cyrus has 72 tattoos. There you go, bang, done.
Perfect.
Taylor Swift coming out for 105 commercial free.
Yep. Oh dear, oh, so dramatic.
Yeah,
I know.
Wowzers,
love that one.
What comes next? Hey, Buster Move. Do you reckon this is NASA's theme song?
I definitely. I walked in there with a gun and a peace sign.
And this is him balling on the home way to the Uber. Yeah, three times. Chris Brown, and also to Right Across the Workday.
Good song.
We're playing Trolley Mania.
Oh, yeah, so tell us just quickly how this works.
All right, so we're going to chuck a photo of this Coles trolley up on our socials, also newfm.com.au. Get your detective on. We just want to know how much dollars is in there. So, like, the dollar amount, if you guess it correctly, that is what you walk away with.
Ooh, the whole trolley.
It's the new FM Coles takeover. The winning does not stop here. Congratulations to everybody that got involved today and walked away with a $100 Coles voucher. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.